Chapter 8. You love not me? Between you us now, between us now, and here two thrown together who are not wont to wear life's fleshest feather, who see the scene slide past, the daytime's dimming fast, let there be truth at last, even if despair. So thoroughly and long have you now known me, so real in faith and strong have I now shown me, that nothing needs disguise further in any wise, or asks or justifies a guarded tongue. Face unto face, then, say, eyes mine own meeting, is your heart far away, or with mine beating? When false things are brought low, and swift things have grown slow, feigning like froth shall go, faith before I. How great my grief, triolet! How great my grief, my joys how few, since first it was my fate to know thee. Have the slow years not brought to view how great my grief, my joys how few, nor memory shaped old times anew, nor loving kindness helped to show thee how great my grief, my joys how few, since first it was my fate to know thee? I need not go through sleet and snow to where I know she waits for me. She will wait me there till I find it fair, and have time to spare from company. When I've overgot the world somewhat, when things cause not such stress and strain, is soon enough by Cyprus so to tell my love I am come again. And if some day, when none cries nay, I still delay to seek her side, though ample measure of fitting leisure await my pleasure, she will riot chide. What not upbraid me, that I delayed me, nor ask what stayed me so long? Ah, no! New cares may claim me, new loves inflame me, she will not blame me, but suffer it so. The coquette, and after, triolets. I, for long the cruel wish I knew, that your free heart should ache for me, while mine should bear no ache for you. For, long the cruel wish. I knew how men can feel, and crave to view my triumph fated not to be for long. The cruel wish I knew, that your free heart should ache for me. Two, at last one pays the penalty the women always do. My farce, I found, was tragedy at last. One pays the penalty with interest when one, fancy-free, learns love, learns shame. Of sinners two, at last one pays the penalty the women always do. A spot, in years defaced and lost, two sat here, transport-tossed, lit by a living love the wilted world knew nothing of. Scared momently by gain-givings, then hoping things that could not be. Of love and us no trace abides upon the place. The sun and shadows wheel, season and season searward steal, foul days and fair here too, prevail, and gust and gale is everywhere. But lonely shepherd souls who bask amid these knolls may catch a fiery sound on sleepy noontides from the ground. Not again till earth outwears shall love like theirs suffuse this glen. Long plighted, is it worthwhile, dear, now, to call for bells, and sally forth arrayed for marriage rites discussed, decried, delayed so many years? Is it worthwhile, dear, now, to stir desire for old fond purposings, by feints that time still serves for dallyings, though quit and sneers? Is it worthwhile, dear, when the day being so far spent, so low the sun, the undone thing will soon be as the done, and smiles as tears? Is it worthwhile, dear, when our cheeks are worn, our early brown is gray, when, meter part we, none says yea or nay, or heeds, or cares? Is it worthwhile, dear, since we still can climb old Yelham's wooded mounds together, as each season steals its rounds and disappears? Is it worthwhile, dear, since as mates in Millstock churchyard we can lie, till the last crash of all things low, and I shall end the spheres? The widow, by Millstock lodge and avenue towards her door I went, and sunset on her window panes reflected our intent. The creeper on the gable nigh was fired to more than red, and when I came to halt thereby right as my joy, I said, of late days it had been her aim to meet me in the hall. Now at my footsteps no one came, and no one to my call. Again I knocked, and tardily an inner step was heard, and I was shown her presence then with scarce an answering word. She met me, and but barely took my proffered warm embrace. Preoccupation weighed her look, and hardened her sweet face. Tomorrow would you call? Make brief your present stay? My child is ill, my one, my all. and can't be left today. And then she turns and gives commands as I were out of sound, or were no more to her and hers than any neighbor round. As maid I wooed her, but one came and coaxed her heart away, and when in time he wedded her, I deemed her gone for aye. He won, I lost her, and my loss I bore I know not how, but I do think I suffered then less wretchedness than now. For time, in taking him, had oped an unexpected door of bliss for me, which grew to seem far surer than before. Her word is steadfast, and I know that plighted firm are we. But as he has caught new love calls, since she smiled as maid on me. At a hasty wedding, triolet, if ours be years the twain are blessed, for now they solace swift desire by bonds of every bond the best, if ours be years. The twain are blessed to eastern stars slope never west, nor pallid ashes follow fire. If ours be years the twain are blessed, for now they solace swift desire. The dream follower, a dream of mine flew over the mead to the halls, where my old love reigns, and it drew me on to follow its lead. And I stood at her window panes, and I saw but a thing of flesh and bone speeding onto its cleft in the clay. And my dream was scared, and expired on a moan, and I whitely hastened away. His immortality, I saw a dead man's finer part shining within each faithful heart of those bereft. Then said I, his must be his immortality. 2. I looked there as the seasons wore, and still his soul continuously upbore its life in theirs. But less its shine excelled. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.